Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Hampir 14 juta warga Australia akan terkena dampak kenaikan premi asuransi kesehatan yang akan diterapkan pada bulan April mendatang. Namun, puncak badan asuransi mengatakan bahwa kenaikan yang kecil diperlukan akibat meningkatnya permintaan layanan kesehatan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib bagi SBS News. Pemerintah federal menyetujui kenaikan biaya premi asuransi kesehatan yang akan memaksa para keluarga mengeluarkan dana tambahan sebesar $126 per tahunnya dari rata-rata pengeluaran. 2,74% kenaikan tahun ini akan diberlakukan pada bulan April dan mengakibatkan kenaikan hampir 3% dari tahun ini dan 3,25% dari tahun 2019. Bagi yang belum berkeluarga harus membayar ekstra $1,14 per minggunya dan bagi keluarga $2,44 lebih banyak per minggunya. Kantor Menteri Kesehatan Greg Hunt mengeluarkan pernyataan tentang kenaikan ini yang dianggapnya merupakan yang terkecil dalam 20 tahun terakhir.
Australian government reforms mean private health insurance will continue to offer Australian families affordable choice and flexibility in their healthcare.
Juru bicara pihak oposisi di bidang kesehatan, Chris Bowen, berbicara kepada SBS News, mengkonfirmasi kenaikan tahun 2021 akan berdampak banyak pada keluarga, khususnya beberapa asuransi yang akan menaikkan premi yang lebih tinggi.
Well, on average, it means $126 a year, but for some people, be much more than that. Obviously, big families have a bigger cost. And 2.7% is just the average. So Bupa is 3.2%, Medibank is 3.25%, and NIB is 4.36%. So these are much bigger increases with much bigger impacts on the members. So I'd certainly encourage people to shop around and to go to privatehealth.gov.au to compare their premiums. But nevertheless, these increases will come as a big blow to many Australians.
Meskipun lonjakan sebesar $10,5 setiap bulannya per orang rata-rata, Bowen mengatakan kenaikan kumulatif keseluruhan terjadi sejak koalisi berkuasa, yang secara kolektif 13 kali lebih tinggi.
Well, the average Australian with private health insurance will pay around $126 more a year, and this comes on the back of continual increases previously. And in fact, this increase takes the total increases since the coalition came to power to 36%. Now, this is much more than inflation and really needs to be justified. People understand inflation and some increases, but this is way over the odds in terms of other cost of living increases.
Sementara premi naik, orang muda banyak yang tidak memiliki asuransi kesehatan dan bergantung pada sistem kesehatan umum. Namun dengan pelayanan kesehatan yang bergantung pada asuransi swasta, menurut Bowen, hal ini akan mempengaruhi rumah-rumah sakit umum.
Yeah, well, certainly private health insurance and private health are a big element of our healthcare system. And when people leave private health insurance, particularly younger people, because younger people are really the backbone of private health insurance, they're the ones who really are necessary for private health insurance to work. And more younger people are leaving private health insurance. That puts huge pressure on other people in private health. And it also puts more pressure on the system because it means that there's more pressure on public hospitals as opposed to private hospitals.
Private Healthcare Australia merupakan badan perwakilan industri asuransi kesehatan Australia yang memwakili 24 perusahaan asuransi dengan total anggotanya lebih dari 13 juta. Director of Policy and Research Ben Harris mengatakan sistem kesehatan umum telah mengalami ketekanan, namun para pasien masih dapat memiliki pilihan.
The public system is really under strain at the moment, And we've seen a lot of people having to wait a really long time for surgery in the public system. So because private health insurance means you can get services when you need them, we have seen a drift back into private health insurance. So there are some people who can't afford the increase in private health insurance and are dropping it, and there are some people who are coming back to private health insurance.
Harris mengatakan sektor kesehatan umum bergantung pada dana pelayanan kesehatan swasta, khususnya ketika diperlukan operasi pilihan.
Private health insurance funds 2/3 of the operations that happen across Australia for elective surgery. When people leave private health insurance, it means there's much more pressure on the public system. We can't afford more pressure on the public system at the moment, because more than 70,000 operations were cancelled during COVID. It's really important for our health system that we've got a good balance between public and private health so that every Australian can get healthcare when they need it.
Harris lebih lanjut mengatakan, alasan utama kenaikan premi adalah karena lebih banyak orang yang menggunakan pelayanan kesehatan swasta.
This is the lowest increase in private health insurance premiums we've seen in 20 years. The only reason the premiums go up at all is because health funds are paying for more health care. We've seen a really big increase in the need for surgery across the country and very, very large increases in hospital mental health care across Australia. So that's why, unfortunately, premiums do need to go up.
Pemerintah menerima anggaran sisa sebanyak 6,3 miliar dolar dari dana rebate dari para peserta asuransi kesehatan swasta. Pada tahun 2019-2020, warga Australia menerima 21,9 miliar dolar dalam keuntungan pelayanan kesehatan melalui sistem kesehatan swasta. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Esam El Galib bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.